Are you trying to squeeze the starting solid food stuff into your already busy schedule? Well, I have an all-in-one, done-for-you solution that's going to take the guesswork out of feeding your baby. My online program is called Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro. It contains all of my baby-led weaning training videos, the original 100 First Foods content library, plus a 100-day meal plan with recipes, like the exact sequence of which foods to feed in which order. So if you want to stop trying to piece all this feeding stuff together on your own, I would be honored if you would join me inside of the program. You can get signed up at babyledweaning.co/program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The benefits of baby-led weaning, it like helps reduce the risk of picky eating, lets your baby eat with the rest of the family, makes you not have to buy expensive baby foods or pouches, you don't have to short order cook for your kid, okay? All of these things, none of them work if you start solid foods too early. So these are the things that your baby should be able to do before you start solid foods.
Hey there, I'm Katie Ferraro, registered dietitian, college nutrition professor, and mom of seven, specializing in baby-led weaning. Here on the Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro podcast, I help you strip out all of the noise and nonsense about feeding, giving you the confidence and knowledge you need to give your baby a safe start to solid foods using baby-led weaning.
Hello there. Today we're doing a quick list of five things that your baby should be able to do before starting solid foods. It's like an audio checklist of sorts. If you are a planner, you got to check all these things off before you start solid foods. I love to start each of these mini baby-led weaning training episodes with a BLW tip of the day. And today's tip is not all babies are ready to start solid foods right at 6 months of age, okay? In fact, most babies don't show the most important reliable sign of readiness to eat until they're beyond 6 months of age. And hang tight, because in this episode, I'm going to explain what that most important sign of readiness is and show you how to identify if your baby's showing it so that you can go and get started with solid foods. And I just want to tell you a quick story that if you're anything like me, then you're like a lot of parents who, when you go to start solid foods with your first baby, you really have no clue. I literally had no clue with my oldest, even though I'm a college nutrition professor. I teach nutrition throughout the life cycle. I just did what my doctor told me to do when my oldest was like 5 months old. He said, start spoon feeding her white rice cereal. It was a total disaster. She was definitely not ready. I made things way, way worse for absolutely no reason. And so my goal here is to like help you avoid disaster by starting solid foods too early, because spoiler alert, it is way more fun and certainly safer to feed a baby who is really ready to start solid foods. So let's dive in. Here are five things your baby should be able to do before starting baby-led weaning. Number one, please wait until your baby is 6 months of age or 6 months adjusted age if your baby was born prematurely. So tip number one is wait until 6 months. Why? Well, from a nutritional standpoint, there is no benefit to starting solid foods early because your baby is getting all of the nutrition that they need from infant milk. So infant milk, be that breast milk or formula or a combo of both, infant milk is sufficient to meet your baby's needs for the first 6 months of life. Okay, so you don't need to start solid foods early. Just because you can shove a spoon of pureed food down your baby's throat at 4 and 5 months of age does not mean that you should. Now, waiting until 6 months of age is important, but what if your baby was born prematurely? Do you start right on their 6 month birthday? No, absolutely not. For premature babies, we want to use their adjusted age as the benchmark for starting solid food. So if you're not familiar with this term, adjusted age, I'll give you an example using my own quadruplets. So I had a set of quadruplets who were born at 34 weeks gestation. So that's 6 weeks premature. Okay, if we consider that full term gestation is 40 weeks, they were born at 34, so they were 6 weeks preemie. When the quads were 6 months of age, from a developmental standpoint, they were really only like 4.5 month olds. Okay, they were definitely not ready to start solid foods, but you can bet I heard it in stereo from everyone around me when the babies turned 6 months. Oh, those babies need to start solid foods. They need to eat. But they didn't, because again, they were 6 weeks premature. So even though everyone saw 6 months on the birthday, we had to wait until their 6 month adjusted age to even consider trying something other than infant milk. So when the quads were 7.5 months, chronological age, that was their 6 month adjusted age. I added 6 weeks because they were 6 weeks premature. Okay. So that got me to the stage where they were developmentally ready to eat. Okay. So if you have a premature baby, okay, I have a few other episodes on the podcast about preemies. Go check out episode 119. It's called Premature Babies, How to Estimate and Adjust the Age for Starting Solids. Also episode 158, How Premature Babies Can Succeed with Baby-Led Weaning. Dr. Terry Major Kincaid, who is amazing as a NICU doctor, she came on in a great episode. And then also episode 110, Catch Up Weight, Why Starting Solids Early Will Not Help Your Baby Gain Weight. If you are getting that pressure for a preemie baby, go listen to episode 110 with Rosanne Meyer. She's the world's leading expert on growth faltering and growth charts, and she's going to tell you why we don't use food to help babies with catch up weight. So why do we wait until 6 months to feed anything except infant milk? Because from a nutritional standpoint, your neurotypical healthy baby, they don't need anything else to meet their needs, right? The American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Health Organization, like every major health body agrees that exclusive breastfeeding and or formula as the sole source of nutrition for the first 6 months is what we do now. Okay, so that's the nutrition side of things. Developmentally, babies who are not yet 6 months of age are not physiologically ready to swallow anything except breast milk or formula. And you might think like, oh, what's the big deal? I'm going to start a few weeks or months early because my baby's 4 or 5 months of age. It is a huge deal developmentally because your baby is going to change so much between 4 and 6 months. So the two most reliable signs of readiness to eat are number one, which we just covered, being 6 months of age. And the next one, which is going to be number two, being able to sit up relatively on their own. Okay. You cannot have one without the other to start solid foods. You need both. You need a baby who's 6 months of age and who can sit on their own. Okay. And pro tip, most babies are not going to be ready to sit on their own right at 6 months of age. Okay. Most babies are 6 months plus 1 week or 6 months plus 2 weeks or 6 months plus 3 weeks before they sit on their own. Occasionally you'll see a baby who even go into the 7 month mark without sitting up on their own. If you suspect your baby's past 7 months and you're like, whoa, not sitting yet, reach out to your primary care provider, your pediatrician, ask for a referral to an occupational or physical therapist who can maybe determine if there's something else going on. So we're going to move on to number two on the list of five things your baby should be able to do before starting solid foods. And that's sitting relatively unassisted. Okay. After you hit that 6 month mark, the next most important reliable sign of readiness to eat is your baby sitting on their own relatively unassisted. Okay. You might know I'm not saying signs of readiness to feed. Okay. It's like the signs of readiness to eat. With baby-led weaning, the baby is the one who does the eating. Okay. They're driving the entire eating experience. Okay? It's our job as parents and caregivers. We got to be on the lookout for when they're ready to start. But we talked about how they're not ready prior to 6 months of age because from a nutritional standpoint, they don't need anything. Babies who can sit up on their own are demonstrating that they have the head and neck control as well as the trunk strength to support a safe swallow, okay? If you're super slumped over because you can't even hold your head up, how are you going to swallow an avocado without choking, okay? And if your baby's not sitting up on their own and you try to make them eat food and then they choke on it, okay, then they're going to have negative associations with food and feeding, and we don't want that. So wait until they're 6 months and can sit relatively on their own. If you're like, I want to see what a baby sitting like on their own looks like, go to my YouTube channel. It's just youtube.com/baby-led-weaning. There's a playlist about babies sitting, and I've got lots of videos of babies who are sitting ready to start solid foods, and I'm showing you some babies who are too early and not just ready, okay? But again, that sitting relatively on their own is the baby demonstrating that they have the head and neck control as well as the trunk strength to support a safe swallow.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but I'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The third thing that your baby should be able to do before starting baby-led weaning is exert head control. Okay, now this is kind of tied to being able to sit up on their own, but like chewing and swallowing starts in the head. Okay. So it's really important that your baby has that decent head control to properly know how to chew and swallow. Okay. Head control goes hand in hand with sitting on their own. So like, you're not going to find a baby who's sitting up but can't hold their head up. Okay. Just take a peek at your baby's head and neck control to gauge their readiness and note, like, they're going to get way stronger as they cross over that 6 month mark. But if they're not ready right at 6 months of age, it's totally fine to wait a couple of days or weeks. Not the end of the world. The fourth thing that we're looking for that your baby should be able to do before they start baby-led weaning is not pushing everything out of their mouth, okay? I mentioned earlier the disappearance of the tongue thruster, the extrusion reflex. This is kind of still on the list of signs of readiness to eat because it harkens back to an era when we used to start solid foods way before 6 months of age, okay? Your baby has this protective mechanism called the extrusion reflex or the tongue thrust, where earlier in life, if you put something or they put something in their mouth and they're not ready for it, they're gonna push everything out of their mouth. Now, by the time your baby hits 6 months of age, that tongue thrust reflex is almost certainly already gone, okay? And heads up, your baby who's 6 months of age and is just starting solid foods, they're gonna spit some food out. It's because they don't know what to do with the food in their mouth yet because they need lots of time to learn how to eat. So it's not a sign that they're not ready for food yet. Just know that once you cross over that 6 month mark, that extrusion reflex is gone. Your baby will spit a little bit of food out, but it's not a sign that, like, oh my gosh, they're not ready to eat. The next thing that your baby should be able to do before you start solid foods is showing an interest in food. Your baby's gonna be eyeballing and reaching for and grasping for the food that you're eating, okay? And I just wanna point out that this is also not an independent sign of readiness to eat. I had this mom the other day. She's like, my baby's 3 months old and is totally staring at me when I eat. Does that mean they're ready to eat? No, because they're not 6 months. They're not sitting on their own. But when all those other things kind of line up, you're also going to be like, whoa, this baby wants to eat. And again, it is always way more fun and certainly safer to feed a baby who is truly ready to eat. So in conjunction with those other reliable signs of readiness to eat, your baby mouthing objects and bringing objects to their mouth and reaching for food and watching with interest as you eat it, these are all good things and they're indicators that your baby is moving closer to their starting point for solid foods. So in review, the five things you want your baby to do before they start solid foods is be 6 months of age or 6 months adjusted age, be sitting relatively on their own, be able to exert head control, be not pushing everything out of their mouth anymore, but heads up, a little bit will come out. So, you know, that's happening. And then also just showing an interest in food. And if they're not interested in it, don't force them. Putting anything in your baby's mouth, including a spoon, can be a choking hazard. If you would like to learn more about what baby-led weaning is and how you can do it safely, I teach a free 75-minute online workshop called Baby-Led Weaning for Beginners. I give everybody on that free training a copy of my 100 First Foods list, so you'll never run out of ideas of foods that your baby can eat. I also have a full program called Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro that has my original 100 First Foods daily meal plan. If you're one of those people that's like, I just want a plan. I want 20 weeks of meal plans that show me exactly what foods to make and videos that show you how to make them safe and recipes. And I'm explaining all the different things that are happening at the different ages and stages as you move your baby through 100 foods. Check out the Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro program. The link for that, as well as the free workshop, they're all on my website. That's at babyledweaning.co. I'll also link up some of the other podcast episodes that I mentioned, the YouTube channel. I'll link to a couple of good sitting reels from Instagram as well. Like, if I got all the resources for if you want to see what this stuff looks like. I know you're a podcast person and you're listening to this, but I have a lot of video stuff for you too on Instagram, on YouTube. Go to my website, babyledweaning.co, or check out the show notes page for this episode, which you can find at blwpodcast.com/2. And a special thank you to our partners at Airwave Media. If you guys like podcasts that feature food and science and using your brain, check out some of the podcasts from Airwave. We are online at blwpodcast.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.